Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, it's Lee from the Story Pirates. Today's show is part two of our season finale. What's going to happen? How will this season end? Well, all I can tell you right now is that today's special guest is the incredible Broadway singer and actor, Lily Cooper. More in a minute after this quick word for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow, this egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Traveling through a wormhole is really disorienting.
Yeah, who knew that bending the laws of time and space could make me feel so dizzy?
Maybe I shouldn't have eaten all that cotton candy before we jumped into this wormhole.
Then again, it is my favorite pre-interstellar travel snack.
Curse you, cotton candy!
How much longer till we're back on Earth?
I'm not sure, but I hope it's not long.
You can do it!
Is it just me, or did you two also just hear the voice of Robin, the sentient holographic motivational speaker that used to be on the ship before we ultimately deprogrammed her?
No, I heard it too.
Fun times, fun times, fun times. Come on, everybody.
And that sounded like Party Planet.
I don't think he goes by Party Planet anymore. I think it's just Mark.
Oh, right, of course. Mark.
I think maybe being in this wormhole is playing with our sense of time and space, like all of the colorful characters that we've met while we've been flying around the galaxy are now appearing to us in this wormhole because, in a way, we're sort of flying backwards and forwards in time.
Whoa!
I know.
Welcome back to another episode of The Gore is Floor!
Whoa, it's kind of fun to hear all these disembodied voices from our recent past.
You come from Planet Rachel. Planet full of Rachel.
It's not just their voices. Look! Out the back of the ship! It looks like Nimini and Lupa in the distance!
Story Pirates! Wait!
Hold on a sec! I think that's actually Nimini and Lupa!
Story Pirates! Wait for us!
Nimini and Lupa? But how?
They must have jumped into the wormhole after us!
We have to help them! Nimini! Lupa!
Hold on! We're coming to get you!
Other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination. This is weird.
Here, nice forgers here. Y'all better get some before we run out.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy.
And songs.
Peter, grab a lifesaver.
Okay, but I don't see how Candy's gonna fix this situation.
Peter, no, grab the ring-shaped life preserver floaty thing that we throw when someone goes overboard on the ship.
Oh, right.
And while Peter's doing that, let's do a story.
Okay, listeners, get ready to get moving because this first story is guaranteed to make all humans and hedgehogs hit the dance floor. And it features today's special guest, Lily Cooper. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Naomi. I'm 9 years old and live in California. This is my story, Hedgy and the Cloud Kingdom.
This one goes out to all the little hedgehogs out there. I want you to know that just because you're little doesn't mean you can't have big dreams and big adventures. Let me tell you about one of mine. DJ, drop that beat.
Let's do it!
My name is Hedgy, and I'm a little hedgehog, and I've got a story to share about this one time that something happened, and it all started at the fair. I saw some balloons that were colorful and bright, the coolest ones I'd ever seen. And when I grabbed those balloons and held them tight, the strangest thing, it happened to me. I started floating up, 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 up from the ground, yeah.
Up, up, up,
into the clouds, yeah.
Up, up, up,
you'll never believe what I found. This kingdom, it was the very best. It had everything you could name, like plenty of tasty snacks and lots of balloon games. But best of all were all the other hedgehogs from all over the land. 'Cause when I asked if they all wanted to play, they said,
yeah, Hedgy, that's the plan.
So we tore it
up, up, up,
into the night, yeah.
Up, up, up,
feeling alright, yeah.
Up, up, up,
in our kingdom in the sky.
And we were hedgehogs from all around, living our lives out loud in our magical cloud kingdom. We floated up there, woo, with our own magic balloons. Filled with love, they smothered us in hope.
Wow, that story was
great. That story was unbelievable.
That
story
totally relaxed me.
We're pizza delivery guys.
Planet Pizza is the fastest delivery in the galaxy.
Saving Nimini and Lupa would be so much easier if there weren't all these voices swirling around us and distracting us.
Lee, sorry to add to everything that's happening right now, but I think I can see the end of the wormhole up ahead.
We need to get Nimini and Lupa on board ASAP. If we're not together when we exit the wormhole, who knows where we could all end up?
Yeah, we could be split up across all of time and space forever.
Okay, Nimini, Lupa, I'm gonna throw this life preserver to you. Now grab on, and I'll pull you aboard!
Yes, I got it!
Good! The rope, it's too heavy, I can't do it alone!
Here, let me help!
Me too!
In this part of the galaxy, you're all celebrities!
Okay, let's all just pull on the count of three. One, two, three, pull!
Regarded as some of the biggest heroes in all of ancient history.
Oh no! The rope snapped!
Oh no!
Nimini, Lupa! Grab my hand!
It's too far! Lee, we can't reach you!
Oh, my dear, sweet little humans. This isn't a house. Why? It's a zoo.
Peter, hold on to me. Megan, hold on to Peter. Let's form a human chain so we can reach Nimini and Lupa. We can reach them. But we need to work together!
Okay, I've got you!
And I've got Peter!
Nimini! Lupa!
Lee! We can't reach you!
You have to try! This is not the end for you! And not the end for the Story Pirates!
This is the end of our shoes, and the end of the Story Pirates!
Okay, just ignore that voice from the past!
We'll be right back!
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Nimini, Lupa, just grab my hand!
Almost there! Gotcha!
I got him! Pull us back on board!
We did it!
Yes!
Lupa's right. That was a close call. But thank you all for saving us.
Nimini, why did you jump in the wormhole after us? I thought you had a new assignment from Achoos.
And Lupa, I thought you were supposed to stay on your home planet to be the keeper of all of Earth's knowledge.
Well, right after you left, Lupa and I decided that we couldn't bear to be apart from the Story Pirates. We've just had so many fun adventures with you, why would we ever want to stop?
We are so happy you both decided to stay and keep telling stories with us.
It's me, Franklin, you know, the other Story Pirate.
Yikes, these quotes from the past are becoming a little on the nose.
Well, it sounds like it should be done pretty soon.
Yeah, it looks like we're about to hit the end of the wormhole.
Hope you like sponge.
Why is it so dark? I thought we were supposed to end up back on Earth.
According to our navigation system, we are back on Earth.
Don't tell me the sun is missing.
What happened while we were gone?
Shh, Peter, look.
Is that a fish?
And look, a whale.
Holy Swiss cheese. I don't think our ship landed on the ocean. I think our ship landed under the ocean.
Like, way under the ocean. Look at our navigation system. We're miles and miles underneath the surface.
Good thing all the modifications I made to our ship for space travel also make it completely waterproof and safe for deep sea travel.
Well, I guess we should start making our way up to the surface.
Hold on, wait. What is that?
It looks like a submarine?
Oh, good, because I'm so hungry. I could go for a submarine sandwich right now.
Okay, Peter, it's not a submarine sandwich. It's a regular submarine.
But it's buried in the sand.
I wonder how long it's been down here.
Guys, is it just me? Or is the door of that submarine opening?
Shh, there's someone coming out.
Who is it? It's too dark to see anything.
Here, I'll turn on the floodlights.
It looks like a scuba diver.
But they're wearing really old-timey diving gear. I think they're swimming toward us.
Story Pirates!
Who are you?
And how do you know who we are?
Please, take that screen off your helmet so we can see your face.
It's me.
Rachel.
Rachel?
You miss me?
Rachel, it is really confusing to see you here. What is going on? I'd like to know, but first I would like to do another story. Should we do one?
Yeah!
Why do you always insist on doing a story, right?
Okay, listeners, this next story is about a couple of friends who discover a new beverage that the world is definitely not ready for. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Iana, and I'm 9 years old. I live in California, and this is my story. It's called Forges.
Let's go play outside.
Just a second, Shauna. I gotta grab my water.
Whoa! Millie, you knocked your water over and made a mess.
Oh, Shauna, I didn't make a mess.
You didn't?
No, I made floor juice.
Floor juice? What's floor juice?
Why, floor juice is what you call dirty floor water.
Okay, but I've got some questions.
Shoot!
What if the water on the floor is not dirty?
Shauna, water on the floor is always dirty.
I guess, but...
And before you ask, yes, floor juice can be any type of liquid.
Oh?
Apple juice, orange juice, lemonade, punch, tomato juice, pineapple juice, seaweed juice, brain juice, anything.
Okay, but some of those juices sounded pretty disgusting. Seaweed juice, brain juice, tomato juice. Ugh.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Oh, well in that case, I'll try the floor juice.
Great! One floor juice coming up. Let me just get a dish towel, wipe up this floor juice, then wring it out into your glass. Voila! One floor juice.
All right, here goes nothing. Ugh. Boy, that tastes good!
Shauna, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That we should start a floor juice business!
Jinx, you owe me a floor juice!
You got me! Yee-haw! All right, Millie, are you ready to make some floor juice?
I sure am, sis. Step one, let's get spilling.
Splish, splash, splishity splash, dumping liquid all over the floor.
All right, now that the entire floor is soaking wet with a wide variety of liquids, step two, let's get collecting.
Whip, a wipe, a whip, wipe, clean it up with some old dirty rags.
All right, now that these rags are sopping wet, it's time to wring them out into these pitchers.
Ring, ring, ring-a-dee-ding. Boy, that's hard to watch. Oh.
Perfect.
And finally, step four.
No, stop right there. I can't do it. It's too gross. Sing your own songs. Ah, quit. Oh, floor juice. More like gross. Gross juice.
Who was that?
Who knows? Step four. Let's make a stand.
And there!
Shauna, I think we're done.
You betcha, Sugar Plum.
That's so funny.
It's just
my
so
weird. You should do stand-up comedy. I am not kidding. I'm gonna throw up. All right, now let's sing a song to attract customers.
Here, get your floor juice here. Y'all better get some before we run out. Floor juice is liquid dumped on the floor, wiped up and then run out.
Look, there's a bunch of people over there. Let's call them over. Here, little lady, have some floor juice.
Who, me? A widow waity? Widow waity? I'm a widow waity? I'm a waity?
Millie, look what you did. I think you made that little kid think she's a fully grown lady. Now she thinks she's 27 and running around looking for a job. Good job, Millie.
Oops.
Excuse me, what is it you are selling?
Why, we're selling floor juice.
Floor juice? What is that? Juice from the floor?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'll take one.
That'll be $1.
Here you go.
Now you enjoy that.
Wow, floor juice. This is quite the adventure. You know what? Before I drink this, I think the rest of the crowd should join me. Hey, everyone, you have to try this floor juice with me.
One at a time.
There's one for you and one for you. Okay, people, I just slow down. Everyone will get a floor juice.
One that floor juice
in flakes in there.
And that's it. That's all the floor juice we have. Now, did everyone get a glass?
Yeah!
Technically, mine's a mug.
All right, everyone. We're all going to try this floor juice all together at the exact same time.
Yes,
you definitely won't be disappointed.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Was disgusting.
Why did we think that was going to be good?
Mine's full of dirt and hair.
Let's get out of here.
Huh. That was a surprise.
I wonder why the floor juice turned out bad in the end.
Bad? I think it's great.
Huh? A worm?
That's right. Worm, and this floor juice is the perfect bathtub for me.
Millie, was that worm in the pitcher of floor juice the whole time?
You know it. Woohoo!
Ugh.
Check, please.
The end.
And now Lee speaks with the author. Hi, Ayana.
Hi.
I have to level with you right away and ask, do you drink floor juice?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
What if I had a cup of floor juice for you right now, and I wasn't even going to charge you a dollar for it? Would you drink it?
No.
Why not?
Because floor juice is dirty floor water.
So how did you get the idea to write a story about people who like floor juice?
So my dad was in the kitchen, and he spilled some juice, and then I walked in the kitchen, and then he said, "Ayana, don't step on the floor juice." And that's how I got the idea to write the story about it.
He was just saying juice on the floor. He wasn't like, once the liquid hits the floor, it becomes floor juice.
Yeah. Floor juice sounded like a really good idea.
It's funny, like sometimes a title is what you start with, right?
Yeah.
Where do you think you get your sense of humor from?
I don't really know.
Do you have like any family jokes that you guys all laugh about together?
My dad, the jokes he gives to us and he makes them up, he calls them dad jokes and he uses them a lot.
And what is a dad joke?
Well, like it's a joke your dad makes up.
And are they good jokes?
Most of the time.
They are. Okay, good.
Yeah, well, there's one good joke. My dog likes to run around. He's a very crazy dog.
Uh-huh.
And one time he was running around so fast, my dad said, "He's having a Zoom meeting." And that's kind of like the family joke. And that kind of like inspires me that jokes are very funny.
That's an incredible joke.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell your dad that I love that joke.
Okay.
What's a good thing about being in a family that laughs a lot?
Well, the good thing is that you can share the laugh. When you share the laugh, it can bring your family together because you're all laughing at one same thing.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. This was really fun. Thanks for talking to me about your story.
Nice talking to you.
And thanks for letting us perform it.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for this season of the Story Pirates Podcast. I know, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. First and foremost, what is Rachel doing at the bottom of the ocean? Well, before you know it, we'll be back with a brand new season of the Story Pirates Podcast to answer that question, to go on new adventures, and most of all, hear more of your stories. And while you're waiting for us to return, this is a great time for you to grab a piece of paper and a pen and start writing or drawing your masterpiece. And when you're done with it, you don't need the Story Pirates to bring it to life. You can do that yourself. Read your story and share your art with people that matter to you. Sharing stories with each other is what this whole thing is all about. It's like Ayana said in her interview, when you share laughter, it brings your family together. A big thanks to today's authors, Naomi and Ayana, and a huge thanks to all the families that listened to us this season. Spending this time with you is the greatest honor we can imagine. We'll see you soon. And until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Jonathan Roberts. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cabalon, and contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Lily Cooper, and special appearances by Kristen Bell, George Basil, Paul F. Tompkins, Joe Latrulio, Beth Dover, Ophira Eisenberg, Bobby Moynihan, Lake Bell, Billy Eichner, Paul Shear, and Lauren Lapkus. This episode features performances by Sasha Diamond, Gabby Hornig, Nick Canellis, April Laval, Vanessa Magula, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Emily Olcott, Lee Overtree, Megan O'Neill, Justin Phillips, Joanna Simmons, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Hedgie and the Cloud Kingdom was written and produced by Eric Gerson with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. The Floor Juice song was written by Peter McNerney and Jack Mitchell and produced by Jack Mitchell.
Wow, it sure is beautiful here at the bottom of the ocean. That is a lot of water out there, though. Wait a second, what's that? Ugh, it must be a leak. We can't have a leak down here. I thought Nimini said it was completely waterproof. Well, guess I'll just have to be a hero and find that leak and plug it up. Okay, here comes Lee, the leak master. Might as well just call me Lee the Leak Master from now. Here it is. Okay, I'll just put my finger in there and it stopped. Ha ha! Good job, Lee. Uh-oh. Sounds like another leak. But I can't move my finger from this first leak. All right, I'll just stretch my arm. A little further. And put my finger in this one. Woo! Got it. All right. Two leaks down the drain. Well, not the drain. They're plugged up, but you know what I mean. Oh, I don't like where this is going. All right. Well, I can't move my first finger and my second finger, so I'll just use my opposable feet thumbs to remove my shoes and socks. And use my big toe, stretch it out, and plug that one, okay? Oh, no. Oh, no. Quickly, put all your toes into all the leaks. Okay, I got 10 toes and 10 leaks and 2 fingers and 2 leaks. As long as there's not one more leak, I'll be... Oh, no. Well, I guess I'll just have to use my nose.
Wow. This is really uncomfortable, but I'm a hero. I'll just wait here till season 4 starts.